One of the things that can make startups such thrilling places to work is that there are no rules. You don't have to toil for years just to earn some real responsibilities. You kind of just jump right in. And that leads to one of the goofier perks of startup culture, getting to create your own job title. And man, a lot of tech people really run with that. Well, that struck Bridget Quigg as a little endearing and a little ridiculous. She's a writer who's worked in startups for about a decade, and she just finished up a run of her one-woman satirical show, Techlandia. She came by to share the formula for the perfect tech job title and why she finds them so funny.
People just get very, very out there and have so much fun with it, particularly I think the youngest people who wish they had more authority. Maybe they're at management level, so they just go nuts with their like assistant job.
Is that something part of what's behind this is the fact that in startups and in tech in general, you so often have young people who might be on the low end of the totem pole in other industries, all of a sudden empowered to do whatever they want?
That's absolutely the case. When you walk in the door to startup and you're fresh out of college, you are going to be in charge of something because they just need somebody to do that thing. So go for it on your title. And it's part of compensation a lot of places. It's like, not only will you earn this much money, get this much stock, you get to pick your job title and it's going to be a good one. And we will say that that is your job title.
Can you think of an example of one that you tickled your fancy?
Well, I do have one friend actually who worked at Cranium early on, and his title was Content Cowboy because he was in marketing and he wrote content. Yeah, Content Cowboy. It was on his business card.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
Have you had any particularly tasty ones?
I had a fear you would ask me this. So I have to admit, at one point I was moved to content strategist. So before I was what was called a web producer, which was a very common term in like the early 2000s. So my boss was like, you're going to be a content strategist now. And I didn't even get a raise. It was just like, we need you to have this title so we look cool. And I was like, ooh, that sounds really like technical and heavy. I don't know. So I added creative to the front of it.
You
so
threw
I was a
in
creative
an adjective.
Content. I threw in an adjective. I was a creative content strategist. No joke.
Did you feel any different once you got that new title than you did about your old title?
I was mostly stressed out by it because it sounded really demanding. It's like, oh, I'm a strategist. I thought I was just a writer.
You've got a really great riff on this topic in your one-woman show, Techlandia. And I'd like to play a little excerpt from
sure.
it.
You got to have two basic components, I've noticed. Number one. It needs to be impressive, okay, duh. Number two, it needs to be a little bit confusing. So, let's say there's someone at the company called an innovation outreach lead. Probably started yesterday, just finished college, and they're setting up appointments for the sales team. But their name is innovation outreach lead. Why not? They're leading that. Yeah. There is a pattern, I think, that is just the surefire way to make sure that you get an awesome, awesome job title, all right? It is adjective, title, adjective, thing or department. So for example, chief manager of product creation. And you can add and just really beef it up. Chief manager of product creation, ideation, and innovation. Whoa. Holy. I've just thought of some more common job titles that I feel like we could take this pattern and kind of spice up. Okay. Store manager. Impressive, but I'm not confused. How about Supreme Ambassador for Optimized Sales Efforts? Wow. Maybe they're running a small country and a retail store.
Yeah, that's fantastic. What gave you the idea to skewer this phenomenon in that way?
It kind of came to me, the idea of job title bingo. I had a friend when I worked at a local company just recently. She was learning to code, and to practice coding, she made an app where you would get a bunch of words and they would mix them all up and it would just come up with job titles like Supreme Director for Educational Innovation. And then the game was you had to say what that person does. I think somewhere in my subconscious that was sitting there, and then I came up with my own version of the game.
And in your show, what comes next is an actual round of job title bingo.
Yes, we bring someone on stage who's very brave, and they have to pick up the words, right? And then I also ask them to tell me what this person does.
So you have very graciously brought in some of the ingredients of job title bingo. Do you want to describe what's on these papers here?
Sure. So we have four sections, as I talk about. And so you have like your adjectives like commanding, chief, strategic, lead. Then in this big bucket, you have things like messiah, guru, hacker, principal. And then you have a third bucket for things like content, strategy, quantified, growth. And then finally, you get things like innovation, disruption, education, leadership. So, for example, you could say supreme admiral, because Gabriel liked that one, supreme admiral for innovation analysis. That would be one you could do.
So can I try a few?
Please do.
Okay. I'm going to go with advanced craftsman for cloud disruption.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
I love it. Disruption is a great word. Yes, well done. Is. People love to disrupt. That's very important.
How did that become a positive thing? So I was wondering if I could ask you to play along with something. We have some fairly, I would say vague, but you know, rather conventional titles in our industry, in radio and in audio. Things like associate producer. I don't mean that to disrespect any of our associate producers. It's just that, like, wouldn't you guys like a little spice? So I thought we'd ask Dr. Bridget to see if she could doctor up a little bit of a more grandiose title.
Gabriel, I'm glad you asked. I did some thinking about this, earlier, and I was thinking of, like, you know, chief commander of audio initiatives.
Oh.
Maybe.
Yes.
Chief maker of news audiation. Is that even a thing? I don't even know.
It is now. Aaron Hennessy, you listening? Okay. To help you out, I'd throw in a few synonyms that you can pick from here. Here's a little list.
Okay.
I don't know if that might help spark some ideas.
Oh my gosh. It's excellent. Okay. So we're going to go with, lead minister for ear candy strategy.
Yes.
Ear candy. You win with that. That's brilliant.
That's Allie Ferguson right there.
Oh, good. Okay. So supreme craftsman for sonic wave management.
Very nice. Kevin, you listening?
Okay.
This is, I could probably do this all day.
I think we have a board game in the making, maybe.
So to get half serious for a second, this phenomenon seems to gesture at something real, right? I mean, it gets a little bit at what makes startup culture so simultaneously thrilling and ridiculous,
mm-hmm.
right? So let's start with the thrilling part. Like what about this you think gets at what makes it really fun to work for one of these companies?
It's very true. When you enter into a startup, you don't just do one job, pretty much ever. You usually have to pick up and take on projects, learn new skills all the time. And this getting a great job title kind of goes with that energy of you're going to do so much more and be so much more than you would at a large company where you are cogging the wheel. You have to get 10 approvals for everything you write. At a startup, sometimes like, hey, we gotta fire up the homepage. Just come up with something. And like, we need it today because we're meeting with somebody tomorrow.
Yeah. And that is a really different from generations past, it seems like, where you might work for 10 years at a big company in order to claw your way up the ladder a little bit.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
But then this also kind of gets at what's so kind of puffed up about startup culture and maybe, I'll say it, annoying in some cases,
sure.
Right? I mean, that's obviously what makes it funny, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, I think in some ways, I hate to say it, people kind of love to hate the youth a little bit on the startup culture thing because you have these people right out of college who suddenly have a tremendous amount of responsibility. The matching experience and skills, not so much.
And it seems like everybody thinks they're saving the world.
Okay, you're right. Well, that's where that disruption is such. It's funny you say disruption is a positive word because if you aren't disrupting something, what are you doing? You know, you got to disrupt an industry or disrupt a product type thing in order to matter. So everything you do has to kind of be big and amazing because you're trying to get money.
Man.
Yeah.
Bridget Quigg is a writer and she still freelances for a lot of startups in the Seattle area and elsewhere. Her one-woman show Techlandia sold out its run. Are you going to run it again? Or?
I'm taking it to the Bay.
Well, we'll keep you posted at kplusoundeffect.org. Thank you, Bridget, for coming on the show.
Gabriel, thank you. It was just fun.